The South Center.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair and distinguished delegates, we congratulate you your election and leadership as chair of this working group. The South Center is an intergovernmental organization comprised of 55 developing countries coming from Asia, Africa, and Latin America and the Caribbean. The urgency of the current global challenge demand bold action. Climate change, deepening inequalities, and the rapid pace of technological advancement require us to rethink the role of business in society. The legally binding instrument on business and human rights and the work of this working group present a unique opportunity to ensure that companies respond for their actions that constitute human rights violations. To achieve this, the negotiation in this working group should move beyond identifying challenges towards building convergence on key issues, which include strengthening victims' rights of human rights violations and ensuring their access to effective remedies. The working group could learn from and increase cooperation with other international forums, including, for example, the innovative mechanism like the new Loss and Damage Fund established at COP28. Clarifying the jurisdiction of courts is necessary to reduce obstacles to access to justice, ensure that victims can access effective remedies, hold businesses accountable throughout their operations, and ensure that victims have avenues for remedy, regardless of where the harm occurs or the complexity of the corporate structure involved. It would also be necessary to prioritize vulnerable communities and focus on those facing historical discrimination, people living in occupied territories, and other groups disproportionately impacted by business activities. Furthermore, the legally binding instrument must establish a clear duty to prevent human rights violations by businesses, requiring proactive regulation to ensure that companies respect human rights throughout their operations and value chains. The legally binding instrument will be essential for supporting states' efforts towards adopting effective and substantial due diligence regulatory frameworks that go well beyond vigilance and include absolute liability for businesses engaged in inherently risky activities. The legally binding instrument can also be a powerful tool in supporting states' efforts towards a just transition and digital transformation. By integrating human rights considerations into these processes, we can ensure that technological advancement and economic shifts benefit all members of society. Finally, we would like to recognize that the efforts of this working group are a crucial opportunity to create a legally binding instrument that protects human rights and actively promotes a more just, equitable, and sustainable world. The South Center remains committed to supporting the ongoing work of this working group. I thank you, Mr. Chair.